Chapter 10. Who Wants to Live Forever? Questioner. I've been practicing self-abidance. Maharaj. These are only words. All of these concepts are layers on your presence. Prior to body, there was no self-abidance. No self at all. There was no self at all prior to beingness. This concept of abidance appeared simply because of the body. Don't swim in the sea of spiritual words. See your selfless self. It's open truth. Questioner, but difficult. Maharaj, it's not difficult at all. This body is not your identity. So what is difficult about that? It's open truth. Can you postpone your own death? Not at all. So where is the difficulty? Just see yourself and how you were prior to the body. These words like self, myself, himself, no self, are just words that appeared. The concept of self appeared in front of you when the spirit clicked with the body. You are already final truth, without imagination, without concepts. All these words are used to indicate your final truth. These spiritual words are nothing more than indications that will cause confusion and add more ego. There is no separation, no individuality. When you are one with the ultimate truth, then what meaning does self-abidance have? Sky does not know itself or anything. Your existence, presence is beyond sky. We have been receiving impressions from body knowledge since childhood till today. A child immediately accepts what the parent says as it is very open and impressionable. Adults are more suspicious and twist and analyse everything, so they don't accept. Tens of thousands of concepts are engraved inside us. And that is why the Nam Mantra is needed to erase them all. Questioner, is the Nam Mantra not self-abidance? Maharaj, total conviction is self-abidance. The Nam Mantra is inviting the attention of the invisible listener, meditator, that you are ultimate truth. You can't say it is about how you were prior to beingness because you were unknown to yourself. And therefore you don't know. Knowledge came after. Prior to your existence in the body, presence was there, invisible and anonymous. Prior to your existence, fire was there, but it is only with the click of the spirit and body that the flame can be seen. The combination of a matchbox and stick produces fire with just one strike. Likewise, the combination of spirit and body is needed to say I. Questioner, is spontaneous existence the flame or the potential flame? Maharaj, the existence of fire is there, but it is unknown. You click and you see it, then it disappears. It is not going anywhere. The moment the spirit clicked with the body, you say, I am. But don't measure yourself in the body form. The basic principle of spirituality states that you are not the body. The body is subject to birth and death. Not you. When the time comes to leave the body form is exhausted, but your presence is not. Presence continues. Your invisible presence has exceptional importance. Your invisible presence has exceptional importance, which you are ignoring. You're underestimating this. You're giving importance to external things. Look at you. Look within you. See within you. Serious involvement is necessary with your meditation practice, and then all questions will be solved within yourself. Your inner master is very powerful. So strong involvement is required. The power in you is the same as the power behind my talking. Bodies are different. Spirit is one, as I have already said. Total conviction is self-abidance. Just like you cannot remove a bucket of water after it has been poured into the sea, everything will be crystal clear after you recite the mantra. This is very, very simple spiritual knowledge. You must have trust in your selfless self, and at the same time, trust in your master. You're begging, "Oh, help me, please," because you don't know your greatness. Every creature struggles for survival because spirit only knows itself through the body. The spirit wants to keep the body because it is afraid of death. This is true from the biggest creature to the smallest. Look at the ants, for example. They too wish to survive. Once they know the taste of sweetness, they cling to life. There was a saint with foresight. He told his devotees that in such and such a date and time he would leave his body. "I'm taking birth in a village nearby. I am feeling the pressure of some animal. It is a boar. When you see me as this boar, come and kill me. I don't want to remain in that boar form. Remember that. Kill me. Cut me." So later on he dies and takes birth as a boar. His disciples go to this village, and as told in his story, the boar is there. They catch hold of it. The boar squeals, "Please don't kill me. I like this body. Forget what I told you. Forget what I told you. Don't kill me. I want to remain." This illustrates the human condition. Spirit is attached to the body form. Spirit, the principle behind life, likes the body form and wishes to remain in a particular body. Spirit does not know its identity. It only knows itself through the body. The spontaneous presence is unidentified identity. In spite of this, every living being wishes to ensure its own self-preservation in body form. It wants to live forever.